Hi, hello, welcome. You are listening to the Growth in Jams podcast. My name is Saul, and I'll be your host here today. Today we'll be talking about reflection, mainly in terms of reflection on this past year of 2020, and hope in terms of what this new year means and what this may mean for you. I hope you enjoy the show today. Welcome back, Growth in Jams fans. If this is your first time listening, I hope you enjoy this show today. If this isn't your first time, I thank you again for being here. One of the most important things for me is taking time to reflect. I do this on a daily basis, but I also do this at, you know, certain periods of time within my life, whether that be at the end of the month, the end of the pay period, the end of the year in this instance. So this episode was actually supposed to come out last week, the day before New Year's Eve on Wednesday, but I decided to push it back because I hadn't had a week off from work or school in what has seemed to be like ages for me. I decided to take this time to read, to reflect, and to just decompress and enjoy time off, as well as to enjoy time with family. So I had a lot of conversations in this past couple weeks about what this year meant for people. Obviously, this past year was hard for a lot of reasons, but one of the key themes that kept popping up was that COVID and 2020 affected the lives of everyone and affected every aspect of everyone's life without even trying to. So that came about in one of the conversations that I had with someone over the past couple of weeks, and I thought that was really important to highlight because life is this roller coaster, right? You are a pilot in your own life, but you're spiraling forward into the unknown and into nothingness. And within this ride, there's definitely ups and there's definitely downs, but I think what 2020 was and why it was so peculiar is that usually these lows only happen at, you know, one point in time or one aspect within your life. But for this past year, 2020, and continuing on into 2021, it touched on every aspect of everyone's lives. So this includes things like financial, physical, mental health, spiritual, and basically every component, every facet of a person's life. So 2020 is a great representation of what life is all about. Life is never easy, as I said before, is unknown, it's unpredictable. I think also this year was greatly demonstrated by one of the videos that my counterparts at 1718 Media put out. In this video that they made, this video project they put together about the silver linings within 2020. But one of the things that was greatly narrated by Arthur and Phil within this project, and this video will be linked in the show notes, is that 2020 is a great representation of human resilience. I think that's important to touch on because this past year was extremely difficult, and it was extremely difficult for all people, but it really did show in that silver lining how resilient we are as a people. I know for me, you know, maybe the bar was set a little bit lower in terms of my own expectations of what I wanted to accomplish for the year. And that's necessary to do, right, is to adjust your expectations, adjust the bar of what you want to accomplish in a year or in a given amount of time to the external circumstances that you're in. And that's okay, right? You have to adjust that bar or else you're going to be unhappy. But in terms of all of humanity, I think that we did a great job of coming together and demonstrating as one human race how resilient we can be and how we can overcome, come together and solve problems and overcome the great hardships that occur within life. So as I said before, COVID touched on all aspects of life without even trying. And I think what made this year most difficult for me, what I suffered with most, was in terms of mental health as well as faith. So for me, I struggled with mental health because I think not necessarily the virus itself made me anxious or depressed, but I think it did give me a heightened sense of awareness of the own things that I was suppressing within my life. So I think I realized over this past year that I am a very anxious person. But anxious in terms of not health or the virus itself, but just in terms of like, what am I doing with my life and what does my life mean? I think those are all questions that maybe we suppress and we struggle with. But COVID gave me specifically an opportunity to sit back and sit with that question a lot and, you know, assess, what am I called to do in life? What is all this for? And that necessary break had never happened for me before, that necessary time away from life and the monotony and the routine and all that had never allowed me to really grapple with those big questions before in life. So grappling with those questions created an extreme amount of anxiety within my life. And now I'm at a place where I don't know the answer of what the point of my life is. I really don't, but I do know that I am rooted in faith and that my purpose and my life direction is rooted in something that is larger than myself. And as long as I continue to pour my life into that, my life will create fruit and it will bear fruit. So moving on to one of the other things that I struggled with this year, I struggled, and it ties into this well, but trusting in God and his plan for me. So as y'all know, I've talked about it many times before, but I was slated to go to law school in Houston up until about July, and I pulled out at the very last second, and that was really hard for me because my life had been really planned to a T for the last, I would say, 4 years. It was very much like, I'm going to go to school, and I'm going to graduate in this year, and then I'm going to start working, and then this, this, and this. So for me, having that kind of uprooted and making that decision to go against what had been the norm for myself or the expectations for myself, it was difficult because there was this cognitive dissonance on whether or not I had made the right decision. I now know that I did make the right decision, and this year off was really necessary for my mental health, and it was really necessary for me to grow as a person, but that was really difficult for me. And I think 2020 in general, at the start in January, I had really expected to be going to school in the fall. As soon as May rolled around, I realized that I was less expected to go to school in the fall, at least for myself. And then finally, I decided to make that decision in July. And looking back on it, I think that this was the best decision that I could have made at this point in life. I think it was really necessary for me to take a step back and to grapple with these questions, to overcome some of the struggles that I still have, to make sure that, you know, as I've said before, my ducks were in a row before I went to school. So I'm really glad that I did this, and it's also given me a great opportunity to, you know, get closer with my family, reestablish some of the relationships that I had lost in the past, and to just overall decompress and take this time to grow. Something else that I really struggled with in this past year was in terms of faith. So I was really involved with my faith community in Austin when I was in college, and not only did the pandemic pluck me out of that community, but graduating itself did as well. So something that I realized in this past, I would say 6 or so months since moving home, is just how dependent the strength of my faith life was on, one, convenience, and two, you know, accountability of the peers that I was surrounded by in that community. So this is something that I've been really struggling with as of late, and I don't have all the answers, right? But I've realized that my relationship with Jesus and my quote-unquote on fire-ness or just passionate faith life, it's struggling, right? It's not where I want it to be, and it's not as strong as I thought it was. And that's not something that I take lightly and something that I want to be a part of my life. I really think it's important to keep the faith and, you know, continue to grow in faith, not only alone, but with community, but for the right reasons, right? To do it not for external purposes, but to do it for inward purposes and for the grace of God alone. So when the going got tough, as it did with the pandemic and graduating and being isolated from that faith community, my faith life definitely suffered. And I think it took me a long time to take a step back and realize, like, you know, this is okay. As everything is in life, it is not linear. It has ups, it has downs, it has dry spells, it has moments when you're on fire. And it's okay because I think we have an understanding God. I think this is something that I struggle with because I have such a high sense of accountability for myself. And I feel that if I'm not perfect or if I'm not producing maximum output, maximum effort, that I'm failing. And for me, taking this step back in this past 6 months, at the end of the year, kind of reflecting on where am I in my faith journey? Where am I in my relationship with God? I was able to say, I'm not where I was 8 months ago when I was in school, or I'm not where I was a year ago when I was on fire. And, you know, staffing these retreats, bringing people closer to God by my talks or by my leadership within the community, things like that. And that was hard for me this past couple of weeks as I sat here and I assessed my journey, my role in that ultimate plan. But as I said, it's okay that I'm not perfect. And I think in this time, it's important to be lenient with yourself. Not lenient. I would say it's important to be forgiving with yourself, understanding with yourself, not complacent, but just understanding that you will have days that are not as good in terms of production, not as good in terms of, you know, being on fire. And for me, again, as I said, that was really hard to assess in this last couple of weeks and look back and say that I don't feel as close to God, if that makes sense. Something that I've been making a point of to do for the last, I think it's almost 300 days now, is to encounter our Lord in scripture and to read the entire Bible. So as I said, I'm on roughly day 300, I believe it's like 296 right now. And this has been great for me because I never came to know the Lord in this kind of way before. I had just read the gospel or heard the word in Bible study, read over a certain amount of the Bible, but I had never experienced the Lord in all his multiplicities, in all his complexity. And I've really valued this time in scripture with him. I actually have a valuable resource if you are interested in learning more about the faith and learning more about our Lord, learning more about, you know, the human nature and what we are called to do as servants. Father Mike Schmitz from Ascension Presents came out with a podcast that I will link in the show notes called The Bible in a Year. And basically what he does is he reads and lectures 2 to 3 Bible verses per day. And then he goes over a little bit of a reflection within that. And then he gives you a prayer to go over after that. I think this is a great resource. It's a great way to encounter and grow in your faith. And I will be along for this journey. He started it on January 1st. I'm a couple days behind, but I'm really looking forward to encountering and soaking up that knowledge some more, you know, having that reinforced in my life a little bit more. So I hope you can take that and that you can learn from that as well. To kind of recap a little bit, I know that was kind of a lot, maybe a little bit all over the place, but some of the main areas that I struggled with in this last year was life not going perfectly as planned, my relationship with God struggling in terms of just being on fire and being passionate and keeping the faith in a way that is up to my standards, I would say. Being passive in my faith is a great way to put how I've been the last 6 months or so, and I really do want that to change. A little bit of a tangent, but I'm not a fan of New Year's resolutions. I think New Year's goals are good, but I don't think you should wait until the new year to start implementing change. And I definitely, as I started reflecting on this stuff about 2 weeks ago, was making the conscious decision to make that change immediately, which is something that I've been doing now for a couple weeks, and I'm glad that I started early, and I'm looking forward to continuing on and persevering and deepening my faith life. But again, yeah, struggled with a lot of things this year. Physical as well. A lot of people, me included, have had family members that have gotten deathly ill because of the virus. And that was hard for me because I have never lost an immediate family member. I've lost, you know, great grandparents, cousins, stuff like that. But I have never lost a parent or a grandparent. And this year it got very close to that with some of the people within my family. So that was hard for me to grapple with, both internally and externally. I think it's important to note that in this time, we should really choose to be kind to other people because we don't know what other people are going through. We don't know what they've been affected by in this past year. And I think it's important that we stick together during this time instead of creating a more divisive culture. It's just important to take a step back and look at that silver lining of the past year and say, we are all one people, we are all resilient, and we all deserve dignity and kindness. So yeah. Emotional as well. I struggled a lot, and that has a lot to do with the physical, the spiritual, the mental health, all of that. I feel like my emotions were very much so all over the place in the last year. Very high highs, very low lows, and a lot of the in-between where I was not very emotionally stable, I would say. That's hard to talk about for a guy, but yeah, I'm working to get better control over my emotions, but also express my emotions in a more healthy manner. Outwardly as well as inwardly. So I think that's one of my goals for this year, is to become and develop more emotional maturity so that I can be better for the people around me. Financially, I personally am blessed to say that I did not struggle in this time. I was able to keep my job, but I do know a lot of people that graduated in May that still are unable to find jobs, and I can't imagine what that's like. I can't imagine the financial pressures that people are experiencing right now in this pandemic. And I just hope that people know that they can always reach out to me and I will always be a giving hand. I'm always here for people in any sort of capacity that they need. And I would love to do more of that within the next year going forward, to just be that sense of giving within life and be there for people in a bigger capacity that I have been in the past. Mental health. I said that already, but just to reiterate, I think a lot of people, and within a lot of the conversations that I had in the past 2 weeks with friends and family members, I think people experienced a heightened sense of mental instability, whether that be anxiety, depression, OCD, PTSD, all those things that people experience. This last year was really triggering for a lot of people in terms of their mental health. A lot of my immediate family, as well as friends, we all kind of suffer with varying degrees of a lot of these mental health issues. And I think it's important, as I said before, to be forgiving with yourself, to be understanding, but to continue to show up for yourself and those around you. Because again, like I said, you don't know what the people around you are going through, but if you show up for them, I promise it will mean a lot. You don't know how much it will mean to those around you. It will mean a lot to those that are suffering and going through things that they don't divulge to you. But I'm really glad that this year has opened up the conversation surrounding the severity of mental health and the mental health crisis within this country. So I just encourage you all to be forgiving with yourself and to be there for other people, to show up for other people. So I also had a lot of conversations about what this upcoming year means for people. I know I spent a lot of time talking about this past year, and I think it's important not to say that we're like closing the book or turning the page or ending the chapter on what was 2020, because 2020 is continuing on right now, right? Life is just continuing. Time is just moving forward, and not much has changed since 2020 ended, right? A new year has started, but it really has not changed. The pandemic is still at large. People are still suffering. People are still out there really struggling. And it's important to keep that in mind. But some of the conversations that I had with people on what this new year means to them, looking ahead to maybe the end of 2021 or just in general this year, the main theme that came up was really hope. And I thought that was beautiful. I think it's not to say that we're past the pandemic or we're past the crises at hand, but it's to say that the light at the end of the tunnel is becoming more and more of a reality, more and more of a possibility. And I think in that, we will realize, you know, how much we really came together as a people, how resilient we are as a people, and how blessed we are to still be here, how blessed we are to have made it out of this. Maybe we've lost people that we loved. I know a lot of people have lost people that they've loved, but how blessed we are to still be here, to continue to live on, to keep their memory strong, and to continue to glorify God in what we do in this life. I'm really looking forward in this next year to more personal growth, to more reading. I think reading is a great way to expand your knowledge, but also to expand who you are as a person. Reading all kinds of things from self-help, religious books, fiction, just expanding your imagination and expanding your mind. That's what it's all about. So yeah, to grow more, to be present more. I think that's a big one for me, is I'm always looking forward or I'm always looking back. And maybe that's slight OCD for me, but I really overthink past situations and I really reflect on my behavior heavily, and I think that's kind of problematic. I won't get too much into that, but I think I have a lot of guilt for a lot of the things that I've done in my life, and I think that I still need to be forgiving of myself as well. But yeah, to be more present, to cherish every day as a gift, as it really is, and to grow in faith and to enjoy life more than I have been. These are my main goals, and they're really abstract. Some of them are abstract, some of them are simple, some of them are like, yeah, that's not just a goal for this year, that's a goal for like all of life. But I'm really looking forward to this year and what I can do to continue to grow the podcast, to continue to help people, to be a greater servant in this world, a greater bearer of fruit in this world. And I'm looking forward to continuing to lead y'all on this journey. Before we go, though, I would like to suggest some content. I think this content is very fruitful, and I think it can help you a lot in life. So 1718 Media is who this podcast is hosted by. It's a couple of my good buddies, and I'm really glad that they're doing what they're doing in life. It's really creative. It's really powerful stuff. They were the host of their own podcast called The In-Laws, and they recently decided to take a step back from that to pursue other creative interests. Like I mentioned before in this podcast, they did a video project. I will be linking that in the show notes as well as sharing it on Instagram. So be sure to check that out. I think they do a great job of creatively bringing things to light. They're a funny group of people, but they're also really creative as well. One of the books that I read recently called Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey, it's sort of bibliography going over the last 35 years of him keeping a diary and kind of his thoughts as he's reflected on that. I thought that was really interesting. It was a really good read, and I won't, spoil too much, but it demonstrated a lot of growth and He also talked about some jams in there too. So I think it's a perfect recommendation for this. Lastly, as I said before as well, it's The Bible in a Year by Father Mike Schmitz. That'll be linked in the show notes as well. I hope to join you, and I hope you join me on that journey of going through the Bible this year. I think it'll be really beneficial and is really relevant for all people, no matter where they are on their journey with faith. The Bible has a lot of teachings that are very beneficial for your life, and I think it's important to expose yourself to those things. So I encourage you, if you want, to join that, and feel free to reach out to me and we can talk about it as we go through it as well. Some goals for the podcast. I'm just looking forward to releasing more episodes. I have some guests coming on in the next couple weeks that I'm really, really looking forward to talking to. I'm looking forward to growing the podcast and incorporating, you know, different viewpoints, different people from different walks of life on here, and continuing to grow personally and to share dialogue about music with you all. Cheers to a new year. I hope you all are feeling very blessed to have made it through the last year of life. I hope you are blessed in this next year of life, and I hope that God may protect you and grant you all of the things that you would like in your life. If you ever need something from me, feel free to reach out. I hope this episode was a good way to start 2021 for you, and provides a little bit of a inner dialogue within yourself on reflecting hope for the new year and where you stand right now. Remember that you can always change, you can always grow. Personal development is something that happens over the course of a lifetime, and there's no better place to start than right now. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Growth and Jams podcast. My name is Saul. We are hosted by 1718 Media. If you enjoyed the show today, please feel free to give it a rating in the podcast app. Also, follow us on social media at Growth and Jams. I look forward to releasing more episodes. Thank you for tuning in.